Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, there seems to be a sudden rush of cases coming out of the Competition Commission. Just today, there were three. Presumably, they've been able to resume activity after recovering their budget for the new financial year. I'm joined now by Sipho Ngwema, spokesperson for the Competition Commission. Sipho, thanks for joining us.
Good evening, and thanks for having us on the show.
Now, let's chat firstly about the case that you've referred of cartel conduct against packaging and paper companies Impact and New Era Packaging. You referred them to the Competition Tribunal for prosecution. What's the detail here?
Yes, indeed. We have referred them for prosecution this afternoon. This is after we initiated an investigation in May 2016, where the two companies, then gathered information that were involved in price fixing and division of markets. And we have taken them for prosecution because it seems as though they have been doing this price fixing or cartel conduct for the past 40 years. So this is what we're looking at.
And then the other case that was announced late this afternoon as well is against fleet management businesses. One of them was well known as listed Mixed Telematics, the other Fleetco, Hyper Auto, Soltrak, and Tektra Telematics. What's the allegation here?
Yes, indeed. We have charged them for market division, which is in breach of the Competition Act, because the two companies, or these companies, in fact, not two, have come together and then divided markets amongst themselves. And we have started that investigation in November 2016, and we have referred them to the Competition Tribunal in terms of their collusive conduct.
I just want to find out, unfortunately we don't have a lot of time, Sipho, but the new act was always believed to result in a flood of complaints from small firms. How has the new act impacted on cases or complaints so far?
Nothing much yet. You can imagine that this has recently happened, and we started a new year now, but most of these investigations, particularly the ones that you released today, we have been investigating them for quite a while. So we are hoping that the impact of that act is only going to come as the new financial year starts.
That was Sipho Ngwema, spokesperson for the Competition Commission, and that's all the time we have for tonight. Sylvia A up next in the lounge for our Cape Town listeners, and in Gauteng, Anne Williams, and Classic Winding Down. Good night.